Hello, friends. Welcome to Journal of Thoughts. I'm your host, Chandra Thomas. Will we sit, journal, and talk about the Lord? You can listen to me on Amazon. You can listen to me on Podbean or wherever you get your podcast. Tonight's topic is never giving up. You know how we often like to give up. So I'm going to stop this music here. And I'm going to play you a song by Avalon. It's called Never Giving Up. And I do not own the copyrights of this music. So let's go ahead and play it now. That was Avalon with Never Giving Up. I do not own the copyrights of this music. I'm just going to say it. Time and time again. I do not own the copyrights of this music. So yes, that was Avalon with Never Giving Up from the album Oxygen. I love that album, Oxygen. And again, I'm Chandra Thomas, and welcome to Journal of Thoughts, where we talk about our journals and pray, where we focus on meditation, prayer, and all about the Lord, basically. So, tonight's topic is never give up. Never, ever give up, no matter what circumstances comes against you. I've been a prodigy of never giving up. Never give up. Don't even give it a second thought of giving up. When you set your goals on something, you don't just walk away from it. Sometimes goals takes time to actually follow through. Never give up, no matter how good or how bad it may seem. Never give up. Don't even give it a second thought of giving up. I admit I struggle with math, but I would never give up. Yes, I have to withdraw from developmental math classes, but I never give up in studying math. One day I will go back and take the TSI math again. And I believe in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that I will pass this TSI math. I always felt that gaping hole inside me that it's time to go back and study math. Don't give up. But whether you study math or studying for your doctorate or your master's or whatever, just don't give up. Like Avalon said, never giving up. God has never given up on us. In fact, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And that's what I write in my journal every morning when I go to work. I said, "Good morning, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see a brand new day, and for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins." That's where I begin my journal every morning. That's where I begin my journal every single morning. Never give up. Never give up. But furthermore, don't give in the negative. You see, oftentimes we feel so tempted that we give in. We do. We give in a lot. I said it. Yes. Don't give up, but don't give in. Don't be lured in, I would like to say. Never give up. Never, ever give up. Never. Whether good or bad, never give up. I have temptations where I do want to quit, and I admit I've quit on a lot of things. I gave up on a lot of things. I admit that. But deep down in your heart and soul, never give up on the things you are passionate about. Never. Don't give up on your vision board. Don't give up on anything that you set your goal and your mind to. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. I'm going to say it again and again throughout the podcast. If you feel like giving up, get down on your knees and pray. Get by yourself. Lock yourself in the room alone. Play some meditation music. In fact, just meditate. Get into the Word of God. But don't give up, not even for a quick moment. Not even for a quick moment. Don't give up. Surely don't give in. Don't give it a second thought of giving up. Don't. I'm shaking your spirit now. Don't give up just because some things didn't work out. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Not even for a moment. Whew. I just felt that in my spirit, y'all. I really did. I really did. I thought I'd come out strong because it is Friday. It's Eagle Friday for me. I feel like an eagle this evening. So if you enjoy listening to Journal of Thoughts, leave me a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. So that way we can continue to do more podcasts like this. And again, don't give up. And thank you so much for listening to Journal of Thoughts. I know it's supposed to be a relaxing thing, but I gotta come out like an eagle tonight. But with that being said, my prayer is that you have a wonderful, wonderful Friday evening. Relax and put in your journal of thoughts.